I'm Harrison Lane. It's 1 o'clock, and here is your weekly Plymouth basketball update with Jam News. After finishing 10th place in the BBL Championship last season, there is not any pressure going into this year's championship for the Plymouth Raiders to get into the playoffs. Of course, throughout the season, this was an obvious goal for the players themselves to show how good they are. And this is how the season went. Finally, 1 year later, the Raiders have made it into the prestigious playoffs. Even an 82-70 loss to Glasgow Rocks on the last day of the season could not stop the Raiders making the 8th and final position for the playoffs. Prior to the first leg of the playoffs against London Lions, I met with head coach Paul James, and this is what he had to say on the matter.
It's a great achievement, and for me, that's just kind of a minimum requirement for a club like this. You know, I feel that over the years they've had some fantastic players, and you know, with a fantastic crowd as well, you know, people of Plymouth and Devon deserve this. So delighted that I've been able to come here and sort of start that ball rolling, and we'll see how far we can take it now.
After taking a non-surprising 6-point first leg loss in the playoffs to the number one seed team in the country, London Lions, who actually came into this game having already won the BBL Championship and BBL Cup, the Raiders brought it to them in the second leg away from home and came away with an absolutely outstanding aggregate victory, winning 177-169, with Raiders star man Dante Nicholas stealing the show with an amazing point score of 24. Following on from this win, the Raiders head coach was full of praise for his lads.
Well, yeah, it's obviously a great feeling, you know. First of all, you know, want to make the playoffs, and then, you know, we played a great couple of games against, you know, the best team in the league. And, you know, to get to go to their floor and beat them and get them to the semi-final is fantastic. And I think, you know, certainly giving something for the Plymouth supporters to cheer about.
The Raiders will now be playing the Leicester Riders at home on May the 8th in the semi-finals of the playoffs. The Riders come into this game on the back of a two-leg whitewash over the Cheshire Phoenix, winning both legs of the first playoff round. Plymouth will have to be on their A game though, trying to stop Riders' main man Tim Williams, who has scored a combined total of 42 points already in the playoffs. I'm Harrison Lane, and that's been Jam News.